On the material level, I am not aware of my Atman. I walk and talk and think without any consciousness that my source lies much deeper. But at the soul level, I am totally aware of who I am. The soul level is a very strange place because it gives rise to all activity without being active itself. Think about that carefully. As I travel around from here to there, my soul doesn't move because at the quantum level, the field just ripples and vibrates. It doesn't change location from A to B. I am born, grow old, and die. These events have tremendous significance for my body and mind. Yet at the quantum level, nothing is born, grows old, or dies. There is no such thing as an old photon. We can get some clues to this riddle from a common device, a television set. When you see a TV character walking from left to right on the screen, your brain registers a false impression. Nothing on that screen, not a single electron, has actually moved from left to right. With a magnifying glass, you would see that the only activity taking place is the flickering of phosphors on the surface of the cathode ray tube. If phosphor A is to the left of phosphor B, its flicker can be timed so that just as it goes off, phosphor B lights up. The trick makes it look as if something has moved from left to right, just as twinkling Christmas lights seem to circle around the tree. Now let's apply the same trick to ourselves. When I get out of my chair and walk across the room, my body seems to be moving. But in fact, nothing of the sort is happening at the quantum level. Instead, a series of virtual particles is flickering in and out to create the illusion of motion. This is such an important point that I want to give several more examples. Go to the beach where ocean waves are crashing on the shore. If you wade out and put a cork on the water, your senses tell you that it will be carried along by the waves. But it isn't. The cork stays in place, bobbing up and down as the waves pass along. The water is also just moving up and down. It is the same water that hits the shore, not new water carried from miles away. The wave motion takes place only at the energy level, creating the illusion that the water is getting nearer to the shore. Now the examples get more mysterious. When two magnets are drawn to each other, what pulls them together is the magnetic field. But the field itself doesn't move. All over the world, compass needles are wiggling, but the Earth's magnetic poles aren't. How does a non-moving field make a needle or two heavy pieces of iron move? Again, it's an illusion. At the quantum level, virtual photons, acting as carriers of the magnetic force, flicker in and out, and because they do this in sequence, the appearance of motion is created. Let's assume that we can accept the fact that you and I are not moving either. To a quantum physicist, our bodies are just objects like any other. A ball thrown across the room isn't moving, only winking in and out of existence at an incredibly fast speed at different locations, and we are no different. But here the mystery deepens. When the ball disappears for a nanosecond, only to reappear just the tiniest bit to the left or right, why didn't it disintegrate? After all, it was completely absent for a while, and there is no reason why its old shape and size and color shouldn't simply dissolve. Quantum physics can even calculate the odds that it won't reappear, that instead of a ball flying across the room, a bowl of pink jello will suddenly appear. What keeps things together? This is essentially the argument for the soul. It holds reality together. It is my off-screen director, my presiding intelligence. I can think, talk, work, love, and dream, all because of the soul. Yet the soul doesn't do any of these things. It is me, yet I would never recognize it if we came face to face. Everything that makes the difference between life and death must cross into this world via the soul. Today I sat down to see if I could list all the invisible events happening at the soul level, and the results inspire a deep awe at the soul work which the medieval church called psychomachia, going on with every breath. Infinity is becoming finite. the unmoving is starting to move. The universe is shrinking to a location inside you. Eternity is taking on the appearance of time. Uncertainty is becoming certain. The undefined is becoming definite. That which has no cause is starting the chain of cause and effect. Transcendence is coming down to earth. The divine is taking on a body. Randomness is turning into patterns. The immortal is pretending to be born. Reality is putting on the mask of illusion.